Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and make sure you always mortgage confidently. It's After Hours right here on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelb filling in for Amy Lawrence. And right now, it's a pleasure to talk to a future Hall of Fame cornerback, did play with the Jets, Bucks, Pats, and the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's Darrell Revis, who's kind enough to join us on CBS Sports Radio. Darrell, it's Zach Gelb. Thank you for the time, and how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on, and Darrell is now working with PointsBet, and the way PointsBet was described to me is simply betting on steroids. The more you are right, the more you win. The more you're wrong, the more you lose. It's the most engaging and exciting way to bet. So, Darrell, tell me a little bit more about what you're doing with PointsBet and what we could expect out of you here with them.
Yes. I just partnered with PointsBet recently. It's my first, business venture, post-career. So we're all ecstatic and very excited about it. I will be doing the Darrell Revis Betting Academy, where we'll come up with video content on an overview of basic bets. And then also I would be doing a weekly segment called Darrell's Corner, where I would just be breaking down, weekly NFL games to give, sport bettors a better feel on their bets.
Well, can't wait for that. What else have you been up to? I know that you were with the Chiefs a little bit last year, now retired. What has Darrell Revis been up to other than PointsBet?
Oh, man, I have a ton of stuff, happening, on my end. Yesterday, we just had a turkey drive in Little Haiti here in South Florida. We passed out 1,000 turkeys, my foundation did. So, we're just trying to give back to communities as much as we can. I have a lot of other stuff going on. I'm sure you guys will pick up on if you follow me on Instagram and can continue to support.
Do you at all miss the game? Is there a desire to return, or have you put that chapter behind yourself when it comes to playing in the NFL?
I think I'm always miss it, but for the most part, I think if I even thought about even making a return, then I'm gonna need some time to get back in shape. at this point in time, right now, no. I'm always missed the game, but I can always be a part of the game as a spectator.
But with as great as a player you were and clearly still watching the game now, when you watch it, do you still feel like, hey, I could play, man. I just got to get back on that field. Does that at all cross your mind or not so much?
No, I don't look at it as that way. I kind of look at it as, I break down a lot of film, studying, and so I kind of view the game a little bit different. And when I, like last night's game against the Rams and versus Kansas City Chiefs, I know what coverage they're in already on defense. I see them disguising. I see the safety coming down in the box. I can look at Patrick Mahomes or Goff and can look at their tendencies and see what they're trying to do. So it's just more so just in that mold of just studying film, and it still sticks with me.
With scoring being up, what do you think about the way the game is being played right now?
It's a lot of, new rules. And, the NFL over the last couple of years have always tried to make the game more safe and better as much as possible. I can tell you now, a lot of the players probably disagree with a ton of some of the new rule changes. But you have to adjust. There are certain techniques that you can, learn to play, a certain position better or play better. And I think you just go by that. High-scoring games, really high-scoring games. Fun. Last night I enjoyed it. It was the best game I've ever seen on television.
Wow.
And it was amazing. Two great quarterbacks. They're gunslingers. They're fearless. They make huge plays for their teams. They're both MVP candidates. So it was fun to watch. It was definitely fun to watch.
Talking to Darrell Revis right now on CBS Sports Radio. Let me hit on a few of your former teams, the New York Jets. It's been a rough season for them. There wasn't a whole lot to expect going into this year. When you watch the Jets, do you see them building for the future, or do you still think they have a few years to go?
I don't know if we know the timeline of actually when we'll see, you know, more wins than losses. I think they're going in the right direction by trying to draft a franchise quarterback and Sam Darnold. You have to build around him. He showed promise earlier in this year. He played well. I know he has a foot injury, but he's only going to get better over time. And when he gets better, you got to surround him around great talent and also great coaches. You know, a quarterback coach who has a ton of experience that wants to take the New York job, or an offensive coordinator who wants to take the New York job and help him in his development.
And you'd have to think Todd Bowles is on his way out as the head coach of the Jets. You were able to play under Todd Bowles for a little bit. What was that experience like? Because Todd Bowles seems like a really good guy, and I got a chance to meet him once, but it's just not a successful NFL head coach so far.
Todd, he's hit a couple rough patches over the years of not actually making a playoff run. I think he means well. I think he means well. He's trying to do everything he can to be successful. I don't think he has the pulse of the locker room. I just really don't at this point in time. Hopefully he can, these last six games, he can regain that back. And hopefully we'll see what management does at that point. But right now I just think he doesn't have the pulse of the locker room.
And we've seen over the years when Muhammad Wilkerson and Sheldon Richardson were here, they were habitually late to teams' meetings, and it took a while for them to be publicly punished for that. When you talk about control of the locker room, do players respect him as a head coach, or is that respect not necessarily there?
I think the respect is there because, his title is the head coach. And during these times, man, you really don't want to point the finger, coaches pointing fingers at players pointing fingers at coaches. It can get ugly. I've seen that a number of times throughout my career. So the best thing, I tell you experience that I had when I played for Tampa Bay. We started out 0-8, and it was ugly. It was ugly. You didn't want to go to work every day. You didn't want to come in. But because of the atmosphere, you didn't want to come in and all we're saying is let's just get one win and that'll cure everything. And then hopefully we can get on a winning streak, on a run where we can win 3 or 4 or 5 games. We just need one win to cure it. And we started out 0-8 and throughout that whole year, and we ended up 4-12, but throughout that whole year, we all stuck together. The coaches would come in and say, hey, man, look, this is going to be my last year here as well. There's going to be a lot of changes from the coaching staff and the players as well. So let's just make the best of it, and let's just all stick together and get through this. And that's what we did. We just try to keep our heads high as much as we can as a team and not deflate, not deflate throughout the year or point fingers.
How do you compare, because you were also able to play under Rex Ryan, how do you compare playing under Rex Ryan to someone else that you're able to play under in Bill Belichick? Because they seem like two different personalities from afar.
Love Rex. Love him. Love him so much. I'll tell you what, if Rex get a coaching job, I'll come back and play. I'll get in shape, and I'll come back and play for
that
Rex.
Much fun for Rex?
Love him, man. He's a football guru. He understands you as a player. He understands how to put you in as a player to put you in the right position to make plays. Very defensive minded guru. Amazing. And overall, just football as well. He has a high football IQ. The same as Bill Belichick has a high football IQ, where everybody. Jokes, about Bill Belichick's interviews, which there are hysterical, but you know, behind the scenes, man, Bill will pull you to the side and he wants feedback from you. He asks you questions and he wants feedback. So he gets engaged with his players, and that's what makes you play, you know, hard for those guys, for those type of coaches.
What was it like going to New England? Because I know you had Tampa in between, but you were a Jet for almost your entire career. The Jet fans love you. You go to New England, you get to play with Tom Brady, you get to learn under Bill Belichick, and you're able to win a Super Bowl. So how about that time reflecting on your 1 year in New England?
It was amazing. First class, the time I got on the phone with Bill Belichick and Mr. Kraft, and then we set up a meeting where we can meet face-to-face. It was amazing. And then Tom ended up reaching out to me as well. So it was great. All first class. I respect those guys very highly. They work very hard, you know, to be successful and to be a successful organization. You don't see it when you're on the outside looking in. When you're on the inside looking out, they really is football. Eat, sleep, football. And I love my time there. We ended up winning the Super Bowl, and one of the most memorable moments of my career, I feel.
I know it's a business, but was it at all odd for you walking into New England just because of your background with the Jets?
No, I don't think so. And the reason why is because, you know, the phone calls with Mr. Kraft and Bill Belichick, and then also, also the call from Tom Brady. And then the actual meeting after to feel comfortable, and we had great conversations. We talked about Bill's time at when he was a defensive coordinator at the New York Giants, and him coaching Lawrence Taylor, you know, and you're a great defensive player, Darrell, and one of the best in the league, and you know, just him putting my name alongside Lawrence Taylor is, you know, it's an honor in itself of how he views football and how he views players and how he goes about his operations and such. So, I mean, it was cool. I mean, I said this is a no-brainer for me. I feel fine and, you know, with my decision to come to play, for a Hall of Fame coach.
And we all know how that year ended in New England, where Malcolm Butler makes the interception of Russell Wilson right at the goal line. A few years later, Malcolm Butler up against the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl didn't even play a single snap, and now he's with the Tennessee Titans. Just how about the end of you knowing Malcolm and knowing what he's about and also knowing Bill? How about the way that ended in New England with Malcolm Butler and the Pats?
Oh, you know what? I was glued to the TV screen, and, you know, it would look very sad, you know, especially a guy who's one of your top cornerbacks and great cover corner, you know, and the biggest game of the year, you know, that's how I look at it, the biggest game of the year, you know, Bill decides to bench him, you know, usually, you know, Bill is, you know, with his decision making, he's usually, you know, 99%, you know, accurate, you know, of the decisions he makes. I think we can all sit back and just kind of, that's one of those questions that you just say, maybe on this one, Bill, I don't know. But, it wasn't a good sight to see, being, you know, a former teammate of Malcolm. And, you know, he was actually a rookie, you know, when I was there in New England. And, you know, he would, you know, ask me a bunch of questions of how to be a better corner and such. So, He's worked his tail off, you know, to get where he's at today. But I think that's a question that we all searching to find an answer for of maybe why Bill, you know, benched him. You know, you hear the rumors, you know, he was late to a meeting or some other stories. But it's the biggest game of the year. I mean, you win this one, you win another Super Bowl. He's a big part of your success.
It's one of the great mysteries, and especially with the way Bill operates, we'll probably never find the answer to that. Wrapping up with Darrell Revis right now on CBS Sports Radio. He's now with PointsBet, the future Hall of Fame cornerback. Hey, you're one of the all-time great businessmen when it comes to dealing with your contract situations in the National Football League. How about the way Le'Veon Bell has worked with the Pittsburgh Steelers? Now he's going to sit out the entire year and didn't sign the franchise tag.
I mean, I think the best thing about it is he's able to rest his body for the remainder of the year. I mean, I think before this year, he had the most touches as a running back. You know, the most attempts, you know, handing off the ball to him and also catching out of the backfield. So, this situation here, I don't know if he's being advised right. And I'm only saying that because I wouldn't do this in this situation. I wouldn't take this approach. I mean, the team is your franchise tag is literally $14.5 million. And, whatever happens in the future could happen in the future in terms of getting your long-term deal that you're seeking for. And you can secure the bag that way. But he's taken a huge stand to, lead the way in terms of holding out for a whole year and, you know, putting his own destiny in his own hands.
I'll end you with this one, Darrell, and this is one that I've always had fun debating. Darrell Revis versus Richard Sherman. I always took your side on that debate. After all these years, and we've seen the tweets over the years and the interaction, what do you honestly think of Richard Sherman?
What do I honestly think of him? Besides all the rants and whatnot and what he does, if you're talking about football, I mean, he's made plays in this league. You know, he's made plays. He's played on a great defense. They should have won 3 or 4 Super Bowls. You know, I think if I was in that secondary, we probably would have won 3 or 4 Super Bowls. But you know, in a sense, the football registrar, he's made his plays, so you got to give him his respect and right for that. They played a lot of cover three. They played a ton of cover three, and that's fine. I mean, it's his coach is putting him in the best position for him to make plays. You know, for me, I'm a true cover corner. You know, I've played in the slot. I cover guys in the stands. You know, I'm handing Randy Moss popcorn while we playing the game. I mean, it's a little totally different of how I played it and how he plays his game. And there's other corners that play the same way as him. And there's corners that play kind of mimic the whole Deion Sanders cover corner, the Jack Tatums, the Mel Blunts of the world, who actually play a lot of man-to-man coverage.
Awesome stuff. Well, Darrell, this was a thrill to be able to talk to you. Best of luck with the new venture in PointsBet, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.